Hi everyone, my name is Sarah Jenkins and I'm the events coordinator at the City Heritage Museum. I'm here today to talk about an exciting new project we've been working on to breathe some new life into our institution. As you might have heard, the museum is slated to host a museum festival in June. The whole idea behind this event is aiming to draw in non-traditional visitors who are not customarily inclined to frequent cultural institutions.
To give you some background, traditionally, our exhibitions have centred almost entirely on local history. We did briefly consider expanding our scope to include natural science, or perhaps even modern art to attract different crowds. However, we ultimately decided to stick to our roots, but present our usual subject matter in a completely fresh and interactive way.
We generally do quite well with certain demographics. We attract plenty of young children on school trips or with their parents, and we also have a very loyal base of elderly visitors who attend our weekday talks. However, getting teenagers to walk through our doors has always been a massive challenge for us. We really want to change their perception that museums are just dusty, boring buildings.
To get the word out about the festival, we knew we had to rethink our marketing strategy. In the past, we typically put an advert in the local newspaper or perhaps do a quick radio interview. While those are fine, this time we're putting nearly all our advertising budget into social media. It's simply the most effective way to reach a wider, younger audience these days.
So, what exactly is happening at the festival? Well, for a typical museum event, we might host an academic lecture or maybe a poetry reading. But to create a vibrant, energetic atmosphere, we've organised some live music instead. I truly think that's going to be the biggest draw for the crowds over the weekend.
You might be wondering where we're going to fit everyone. The museum's main entrance hall is quite spacious, but it echoes far too much for a large, noisy crowd, and the basement is too dark. So all the main activities will take place outside in our gardens. They are beautiful in the summer, so let's just keep our fingers crossed that the weather stays dry.
A festival isn't complete without great things to eat. Our indoor museum cafe is lovely, but it's far too small to handle hundreds of hungry people at once. We thought about partnering with nearby restaurants, but instead, we've invited several food stalls to set up right on the premises. There'll be an amazing variety of street food to choose from, catering to all tastes.
Inside the museum, we've also updated some of the permanent displays just in time for the festival. We looked into buying some interactive touchscreens, but they feel a little outdated now. Instead, we've invested in virtual reality. Visitors will be able to put on a headset and actually experience what it was like to walk through a 17th century village.
We're also running several hands-on workshops throughout the weekend. We initially assumed our museum curators or perhaps local school teachers could run them. However, we've actually hired several local artists to lead the sessions. They'll be teaching practical skills like traditional pottery and weaving, which should be fantastic.
Organising an event of this scale is a huge undertaking. We've hired a few extra security guards to ensure everything runs safely, but what we are really short of right now is volunteers. If anyone listening has a few hours to spare that weekend, we would absolutely love your help with greeting visitors and handing out maps.
Finally, we really want to know if this new approach works. We certainly won't be pressuring people into buying an annual membership straight away, but we will ask everyone to fill out a quick feedback form as they head for the exit. That information will be incredibly valuable to help us plan future events.